Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. We're almost there. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is 6:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Top stories, Fed cuts the rate 0.5%. Okay, we'll get some economic traction going here. Will it make a big enough difference? How will that impact the mortgage rates? They should come down, but we'll see. And we'll go from there. The election's coming up. It's not that far away. And a House bill for spending fails. And there's different ways of looking at this. I wanted the bill to pass even though it spends way too much money. It's a continuing resolution. Right. We're talking Nancy Pelosi, rates of spending that were COVID, which was COVID spending, which was far in excess of what the regular budget would be, which is, well, we're running deficits anyway. But I wanted it to pass because attached in it, which I hate when they attach things, but in this case, I'm for it. And it's the SAVE Act. This is where you would have to prove that you're a citizen of the U.S. to cast a vote in federal elections.
But it's frustrating that, two things are frustrating about it. One, why do you even have to add that to anything or come up with that? Because it should just be a given. And two, if the Democrats would just go along with it, which they should if they are Americans, it wouldn't be needed to attach to anything else. It could be passed self-standing on its own, which is, again, if you've got to have it, they ought to be able to vote for it on its own.
This is a case where I made reference before, if you're a conservative or Republican playing a baseball game, for instance, you go up to bat, you start with two strikes against you.
Exactly.
The media will not support what we consider to be logical, what we consider to be legal. They won't support that. They have an agenda. They want the left to win. If you want the left to win, then allow illegals to cast votes.
Sure.
Even though they're not legal votes, if they are tabulated and counted, and in most cases they're not weeded out effectively or efficiently, so they will be. If you want the left to win, yeah, then you want the status quo. Now, if you want a fair election, one with integrity, it would behoove you to be in favor of this SAVE Act. But I guess, at least for now, it doesn't matter. And by the way, it wouldn't have been put into effect in time to impact this upcoming election.
Right.
This election, I mean, what's done is done. Probably the biggest thing right now is the need for poll watchers, as Congresswoman Kat Kamick pointed out yesterday on the show. And if you missed that interview, it was yesterday at 8:05, and you can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast or on the Odyssey app. And all you have to do is press subscribe and you're in, and you can hear that interview because she really did trying to reach out and get people to become poll watchers. Look, if there's early voting and then there's a day of, and you can do maybe shifts on some days. Maybe you can only do one shift one time. It all will help. Mm-hmm. So get in touch with your local supervisor of elections. And she did give us was it a .org? I'll do some digging and see if I can find that. But
I'm sure you could go to the county, you know, our Republican committee.
There you go.
You know,
REC,
it'll be there. But she said, yeah, the Trump campaign is really pushing. They really need some help on this.
And so anyway, here's the story on the spending bill. And the speaker was pushing it, and he attached the SAVE Act to the stopgap spending bill that failed yesterday. And it says after Republicans opposed the bill. Now, some Republicans did. And that does not make me happy. But, you know, let's do the math. The bill failed by a vote of 202 to 220, with 14 Republicans voting against it. Now, three Democrats were in favor of it, but 14 against it. And I believe three Republicans just voted present. Is that right? 17. The best case scenario is you still would have been short a vote. It would have fell short, 219. That's if all Republicans, the 14 that voted against it and the three that voted present, if all of them voted for it, it still would have failed by one vote. So you could, I've started out wanting to be bad at the Republicans who didn't support it. Only for that reason that I want the save thing to pass. But, again, we didn't have the numbers anyway, unless you could have convinced two more Democrats to come across. Well, one, I guess. You'd have to have at least one more. Three already were supporting it. But there's no guarantee that it would go, that the Senate would agree with it. And the Senate has been not very helpful, right? Especially when it comes to anything that tends to be conservative. So, and this even the urging of Trump, he was pushing it as well. But the Republicans were unable to muster enough votes. They didn't have enough votes. I don't see it. Maybe I didn't do the math right, but it just doesn't look like even if they were all in favor of it, it still would have failed to pass. So now we'll hear the big threats. Government shutdown. We're all going to die. That kind of stuff, which whenever that happens, the Democrats will blame the Republicans and the Republicans will have to, well, they don't have to accept the blame, but again, when you're the conservative up to bat, you start with two strikes against you because the media has already thrown a fastball by you. We've got to remember that. Again, that comes down to perception, and the media creates that perception, and unfortunately, 90% of it is left of center. ProtectTheVote.com. When I said they needed poll watchers, when Congresswoman Kat Kama came out, that's the website she directed people to. It's called ProtectTheVote.com. Everybody got that now?
Yeah, when it pops up, you can actually go to your state, which is Florida. Click on that. It'll carry you through from there.
People could be streaming us anywhere in the world, Greg.
Wow.
So when you said your state, Florida.
It's true.
If they're in Florida, it's true.
And so it's true for those other states I see there as well.
But not your state's not Florida if you're in the other states.
No.
You're in a different
state. But they probably still need your help, too.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There you go, Greg. See?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to help.
I'm a helper.
Let's see. Wednesday broadcast, News Nation Now. Harris Walz surrogate, National Finance Committee member, Lindy Lee, acknowledged that price gouging that the presidential candidate Kamala Harris wants to ban is actually difficult to define. No,
she
really,
wants to ban lots of things.
She wants everything. To ban ARs. Hey, didn't you dig up some audio from way back in 2007? Mm-hmm. This is it's not totally super clear. Pay attention, and then I'll give you what she said.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs. Wow.
So that was in 2007, and she said, and she even used the proper verbiage, the sanctity of your own locked home doesn't prevent us from coming in and making sure that, you know, everything is up to snuff in terms of guns.
Amazing, isn't it?
I mean, that basically, this is legalizing a home invasion by jackbooted thugs who want to take our guns.
Have you ever read the Constitution or anything, you think? Those amendments and stuff that are in there, you know?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, look, if you're a Marxist, you're not a constitutionalist.
There you go.
Yep. Whew. We've got a lot more to come on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:16. Excuse me. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.